An unusual call for workers is circulating across Europe and Canada. Dairy farmers, South Dakota wants you. A new mozzarella factory is scheduled to open later this year in Lake Norton, up in the northeastern corner of South Dakota. It will have an annual appetite for milk from 65,000 cows to keep the curd coming. As Brian Bull of South Dakota Public Radio reports, that means more dairy farmers are needed too.
Wim Hammack moved to South Dakota 8 years ago. The 48-year-old farmer ran a small family dairy operation in Holland, but he grew tired of overcrowding and European farm quotas.
You're not supposed to produce more than what you have permits for. You try to produce as low cost as possible. If the cows produce more milk, doesn't mean that you make more money.
Hammack now raises 1,000 cows on his 25-acre dairy farm in Bruce, 15 miles away from Lake Norton, and employs 13 workers. Inside the barns, workers attach computer-controlled milking machines to cows and hose out mud and manure from the holding pens. Hammack says he loves the mix of South Dakota's wide-open prairie and friendly residents. And in a state with few constraints on milk production, his dairy will produce 20 million pounds of milk this year. State officials point to Hammack as a model for other foreign farmers, and they want more just like him. With fewer family farms being taken over by the next generation, commercial enterprises like the new $40 million mozzarella factory are hungry for raw ingredients. To meet the demand, Yop Bolin, director of the South Dakota International Business Institute, pitches the state to dairy farmers in Europe and Canada.
South Dakota has some of the lowest cost of production in the nation. South Dakota does not levy any state income or state corporate taxes, so you get to keep more of the profit that you generate.
Bolin says in 3 years he's convinced 13 British, Dutch, Belgian, and Canadian dairy farmers to relocate to South Dakota. He needs about 140 more to supply the mozzarella plant. And their cows need to be close to the plant to make the effort economical. Such a concentration of bovine output has raised criticism. The average South Dakota dairy herd is 95 cows. Many of the proposed new farms would have up to 10 times that number, and rural advocacy groups fear the prairie air would fill with a stench of manure and that groundwater in the area would be fouled. 72-year-old Bob Odie, a dairy farmer in Brandon and former member of the National Milk Board, also argues that milk production already outpaces consumption.
With the price structure we have now, there's no way that you could call it a profitable industry when they're trying to develop programs to cut back on production, but yet they're encouraging doubling the size of the herd in South Dakota.
Those problems don't discourage British dairy farmers James Aylesby and Julie Scanlon. Here at a State University dairy lot in Brookings, the couple reviews a herd of Jersey cows. They've sold everything they own to be here. Aylesby says no one blames them for moving, given the weak dairy industry and the mad cow and hoof and mouth disease outbreaks of 2001, which crippled British agriculture. Scanlon says people in South Dakota have been forthright in acknowledging that this venture isn't without its own risks.
But the opportunity is here for a long-term future. Probably had 400 or 500 farmers contact us to speak through the opportunities. Hopefully we'll see more Brits moving over here. Completely invaded.
Scanlon and Aylesby say when their 90-day tour of the state is over, they'll head back to England and apply for visas and stock up on tea bags. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Brookings, South Dakota.